Lord, in this season of Eastertide, we thank and praise you for doing for us what we were not able to do for ourselves. Lord, we pray for healing for our world, now suffering under the weight of COVID. We pray for your grace and mercy to roll back the pandemic and bring healing to our lands. We lift up to you those struggling with loss, and especially those in ICUs and hospitals fighting for their lives, for you are God, our healer. Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom. For governments striving to manage the crisis, vaccinations, national economies, and especially for our leaders here in Europe and Baden-Württemberg, that you give leaders everywhere wisdom on the right decisions to make in managing the crisis. We especially lift up countries that are struggling with a new surge of the pandemic, India, Brazil, and many other countries that do not appear on our headlines, but that are also struggling in handling the crisis. Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom. Lord, we pray for the production and distribution of vaccines, that corporations and those in power will not be driven by a spirit of greed and selfishness. Give them instead wisdom, compassion, and fairness toward their own people and towards their neighbors, especially those in poorer lands and communities that are in most need of support. Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom. Lord, we pray for peace and the fear of the Lord in the political landscapes across our continent and around the world. Give leaders hearts that seek peace. Raise up peacemakers among our politicians and in our communities. Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom. Lord, we pray for the young who seem to have lost the year of normal growing up and who have had their education disrupted, that in your sovereign mercy, you will restore to them the years the locusts have eaten. We pray that this time would be a time for our young to hear from you and to discover you, Jesus. Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom. Lord, we pray for those of us who are older and those of us much older, that we grow deeper in our relationship with you. We pray especially for those who are struggling with loneliness, fear, rejection, hurt, regret, unforgiveness, bad habits, or secret sin, and those who feel they have nobody to turn to or who would understand them. Help us to know both your love and truth in our individual situations, to have an encounter with you, the living Christ, to be transformed by your resurrection power, and to have the grace to live lives of integrity despite all our failings. For there is indeed no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom. Lord, we pray for our community in St. Catharines. We pray for our chaplain, Cara, our wardens and our council. We thank you for them and pray for your anointing on them, for wisdom and empowerment as they serve you. We pray that the rest of us will always seek to support them and seek to build each other up with our words and other means of support. Help us to be reflections of Jesus to each other, that through the work of your Spirit, St. Catharines will be a light in this community that you have placed us in, that as a church and in our individual lives, we become conduits for you to work through us and transform our communities. We also pray for the means needed for the organ repairs that are urgently needed. Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom. Lord, we pray for those of us seeking direction, those needing to make a decision, that you speak to us and teach us to pray that ancient prayer, Come, Holy Spirit. Help us to listen and recognize your voice. Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom. Finally, we lift up those who are in our hearts, as well as our own personal intentions. Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom.